This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Life-saving fuels trickling into Yemen once more following the partial lifting of a Saudi-led blockade, but it's not enough to deliver vital aid to millions around the country. That's the stark message delivered by UN Humanitarian Coordinator in Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, who told journalists on Thursday at UN headquarters that the consequences of the killing of the country's former president near the capital, Sana'a, were complicating an already complex political crisis. He said the capital city had been relatively calm following airstrikes a few days ago, but there were accounts of ambulances coming under fire with 230 killed and around 480 injured. But the biggest challenge, he said, was the failure of food and relief supplies to reach desperate civilians due to a lack of fuel via the Red Sea ports.
There are currently 15 ships with humanitarian aid and commercial cargo, especially fuel and food, sitting offshore in the Red Sea ports of Hodeidah and Salif. They need to come on shore today, they need to come on shore now. As well as the blockade, it's only one of the major obstructions, but we face a series of systematically denying people's access to food, medicine and fuel.
A so-called acute hunger emergency in the Kasai region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, could turn into a long-term disaster, the World Food Programme, WFP, warned on Thursday. WFP said that despite working around the clock to help civilians displaced and left hungry by fighting between armed groups across the region, cash to provide aid was quickly running out. Claude Jubida, WFP's representative in the DRC, said that a tightly planned surge of aid makes a big difference, but WFP has largely funded this from its own resources. Here's UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq.
He added that without immediate donor support, many will die, particularly women and children. With 3.2 million people desperately short of food, WFP has stepped in with emergency assistance. A lull in fighting has allowed more staff to be deployed. As a result, the number of people assisted has grown rapidly, from 42,000 in September to 225,000 in November. But donors' reluctance to commit to Kasai is jeopardizing this effort.
Flying remains the safest way to travel, and through global partnership, countries have better access to safe air transport. That's the key message coming from the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, to mark International Civil Aviation Day on the 7th of December. ICAO said it was also an opportunity to raise awareness of how the flying industry can contribute to social and economic development. Cooperation and partnership makes aircraft and facilities more secure and better prepared to adjust to emerging threats. Moreover, efficient global air operations help cut harmful greenhouse gas emissions. In 2015, ICAO launched a four-year campaign under the banner Working Together to Ensure No Country's Left Behind. Matt Wells, United Nations.